the major encouragement was the state in which this ruling came about. It's California. This is the home of Silicon Valley. This is where a lot of these companies are based. And I think that those that would push back against any sort of ban would probably expect it to be sort of an anti-tech or a company, a country that has an axe to grind potentially with the states and is trying to limit their influence around the world. But this is actually, this is California, you know, this is where these companies are based. So for a jury to find in favour of the person bringing action against the big tech companies was... From those of us that see the harms in this, in these things, really encouraging. I do think it sort of washed over, and it's not a bad thing, but it sort of washed out a ruling in New Mexico the day before where Meta were found guilty, again, trial by jury, of failure, well, misleading the protections that they were giving underage users on their platforms. They were fined by the state of New Mexico $375 million. Now, chump change to these guys, and they've got the lawyers to obfuscate and appeal and drag these things out. But this was all to do with Instagram and a whistleblower that had spoke out in 2021. And ultimately, the younger and underage users on the platforms, of which there were many, were being served up sexualized content, content that's certainly not suitable for such young guys. They knew about it, did nothing about it. So that was the day before the California ruling. So I think the big thing to come out of last week, because it wasn't a good 24 hours for Meta specifically, is that this is not some nation with an axe to grind against America or against big tech. This is its own doorstep. This is the home of big tech in the California ruling case. So if they are ruling in against these companies, then I don't see how people outside of the states can have their heads in the sand any longer.
Jess, what did you make of that ruling? We've spoken before about stats correlating to poor mental health as well, haven't we, in young people? So what did you make of that ruling?
I was surprised, but for once in a pleasant way, because I was delighted that finally there is... We've known, or there's been suspicion around, you know, that it is addictive, and there is now evidence that Meta knowingly created these algorithms to be addictive. And I think, hurrah, as parents, we've finally got concrete evidence to say, look, big tech knows it's doing wrong, and we want to change, is what I'd say. Yeah.
You mentioned about the impacts outside of the United States there, John. On islands, what do we refer to you both as being a part of now? We started with the Delay Smartphones IOM group. Is that still going, that group?
I'd say Smartphone Free Childhood. I've got a meeting in, you're going to join it as well, aren't you? On the 15th, I think it is, of April, with the grassroots growth officer at Smartphone Free Childhood, who's also bringing in a lady called Emily Jennings from Jersey, who's done a TED talk on outdoor play effectively, but how these things how these platforms are affecting childhood and impacting them negatively. I'd say Smartphone Free Childhood is where we're at. They've got, you know, 18 months worth of research and campaigning, and they've got some really, really high profile patrons that sort of drive the message forward, and they're having some success in the UK from a hearts and minds perspective. We'll see what comes through from a legislative perspective once the consultation ends on the 26th of May. If I'm not waffling on too much, obviously we were speaking off air about the conversation in the Keys. It was on the 24th of February, where the member for Castletown asked the Chief Minister if the island would consider a 16 ban for social media, and it sort of got straight batted by the Chief Minister. And it was a case of, you know, we've put the ban in schools. That's as effective as its enforcement, as we know from speaking with teachers. And effectively, we're taking a watching brief on what's going on in the UK, unless anything materially changes. I think these rulings have materially changed the conversation. So I would hope that now there has been rulings in America that not only do we know that these platforms have been architected to be addictive? If you're Instagram and you create infinite scroll, well, that is clearly, and as the jury found or agreed, was addictive by design. So we've got, just in Meta's case, a company that is building an addictive platform, has very, very poor age verification, and does not protect younger users of said platform with, you know, sexualized content being served up. You know, the whistleblower from Meta, his own daughter had been groomed on that platform. I don't think we can really say we're going to see what the UK does anymore. I would expect our government, that, as I said last time we was here, quite happily champions the, you know, agile, independent line, which is great. Well, let's be agile and independent. Why are we waiting for the 26th of May?
I should say that Meta and Google say they disagree with the verdict and intend to appeal. Meta said teen mental health is profoundly complex and cannot be linked to a single app. Meanwhile, reacting to the verdict, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said the status quo was not good enough and more needed to be done to protect children. That reaction from the UK Prime Minister, we, like you mentioned there, Chief Minister Alfred Cannon says that the Isle of Man will be keeping a watching brief on that situation. That reaction from Keir Starmer, does that give you hope at all, Jess?
I think we've been too slow to act as a society. This has been around now nearly 20 years since the social media, and it's rapidly changed since. I think we've got to be thinking faster, and as we await all of these things, it just evolves and moves on. And then I just feel like we're always catching our tails. I don't know what the solution is. I don't think anybody does, really. But I think we've just got to be more proactive rather than reactive.
And you were just saying before we got started, Jess, that you keep being approached by other parents on the Isle of Man.
Not parents, actually. These were just young individuals.
Just individuals in general who are sort of aligning with your way of thinking. What's been happening?
I've just had a few people, maybe mostly younger adults rather than younger users, does that make sense? Just saying, oh, I think what you've been talking about, you might be onto something. I've been looking at my screen time usage and I'm not so happy with it. There was people, one of my friends was talking about how they knew people that were going back to reading books and were deleting their apps. So I think there is a growing movement that maybe across all of us are recognising that our use of social media, technology, these apps aren't the way we want to be spending our time, and we're trying to take back control of what we've lost.
And in defence, I suppose, of the government here, there will have to be two kinds of changes, won't there? One through legislation and one societal change. Where do you see the attitude on the Isle of Man drifting, John?
I did a session at our kids' school a few weeks ago. We had nine parents there. We had no expectations of how many people were going to be there. It could have been two, it could have been 50. And it was sort of an open conversation, really, after an introduction. And it was a case of get things off your chest, let us know what you think. And quite quickly it became apparent that people have been concerned about this sort of thing for a while, but didn't want to be the first person to sort of put, you know, step forward. So anyway, we've arranged a follow-up session, which will have a presentation, because the feedback from the first one was so good, and we're expecting probably 50-60 people to that one. It'll be slightly more content driven, that one. There will be, as I say, that presentation with some statistics around it. So I do see that there's definitely an interest, and people are taking a keener eye on things. Maybe Australia was the catalyst for it. I mean, with the Australia thing, I've been keeping an eye on that. It's obviously far too early to tell whether or not there's been a positive impact. That's going to come a year, two, five, 10 years down the line.
For anyone listening, is the under 16 social media ban, which was a start of the year.
10th of December. What I've not seen, and I've been looking out for this, I've not seen any groups of parents getting organised to campaign to have that ban overturned. So there's no groundswell of people that want that to happen. So that should tell us something. I think they've got through the initial heavy lifting of kids getting sort of 5-6 hours of their days back, and filling that time. And I don't doubt there'd have been some difficult and frustrating conversations in those households initially. But the sun came up the next morning. These people are, you know, these people are now getting on with their lives, and we'll see whether or not there's been a benefit over time. But as I say, certainly there's no groups of parents that are getting together to try and get that ban overturned. Mm-hmm. So that in itself should hopefully tell us something.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.